Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. This is actually the first food show that we're having. This is the inauguration, the introduction, and we are so excited, invigorated, thrilled. And what better guest to have than Bob Luz from the Mass Restaurant Association. Welcome, Bob.
Gary, thank you very much. I'm honored to be the first guest, I guess, on the show.
Yeah. Well, it's great. And well, you just got done with a New England food show in Boston. I was lucky enough to attend it for a couple of days. And I got to tell you, that was one heck of a food show. It was fantastic. I loved it. And for the first time for me this time, I actually took the time to map out via computer the different stops that I wanted to make and where they are located. I took the time to do that. And I sat in the first row to attend a demonstration on sushi making with Ken, and I went to an interview with Tom Werner from the Red Sox with Jenny, and it was all like so wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was actually a terrific show, and appreciate you being there. We had 42,000 feet in Hall A up at the Boston Convention Exhibition Center, 300 exhibitors, all related to the food industry, food and beverage industry. And it was a terrific showing. It was the place to be for 3 days if you were in the food and beverage industry in the greater New England area at the New England Food Show.
Yeah, and when I was there, I felt like a buzz. There was a lot of excitement that was created. There were different, you know, like snap chef demonstrations that were happening. And there was a lot like that was going on. It was not only like food. There were, you know, whether it was espresso or, you know, Pianta Dosi, bakery, whatever the case may be. There was a lot of excitement as far as that was concerned with fresh product there. But there was also, auxiliary types of services from accountants to the gasket guy to applications on your phone. It was like amazing.
Yeah, really, it's the food and beverage industry, obviously there's a lot of food, there's a lot of beverage, but there's an awful lot of other things that make up the food and beverage industry. And so we've got some terrific business partners that were all there, kind of showing the latest and greatest of what they had, whether it was food, beverage, or services, any type of issue like that, or any type of product or offering like that. To your point, though, the star of the show really was the other sessions as well. We had, this was absolutely the most dynamic group I've seen, both on the main stage, sort of keynoting, as well as in our education center, which was bigger and mostly sold out for the sessions that were offered. So food and beverage operators were coming to see great demonstrations from folks. Jeffrey Zakarian on Sunday was our keynote. You couldn't get in. I mean, it was just absolutely packed. We've never had a busier speaker.
People loved it. Absolutely loved it.
People loved it. And then he stuck around for over an hour afterwards, signing his book, taking pictures with folks. He's originally from Worcester. So that was kind of exciting to see. And then, as you mentioned, Tom Werner and Jenny Johnson, who's on our board, Jenny brought him in, and they had a conversation up on the stage. It was interesting. As I was walking him in, Tom said to me, "Bob, can you name the largest, the biggest seating capacity for a restaurant in the city of Boston?" And I said, "You know, I really can't. If you asked me the greater Boston area, I'd say, of course, Kowloon with 1,200 seats up in Saugus. But in Boston, off the top of my head, I don't know." And he said, "It's Fenway Park.
Yeah.
We seat 40,000 people."
Yeah, not only does he deal with the food at Fenway Park, but an interesting phenomena with Tom is that he's now involved in the fast casual business with Blaze Pizza, and he brought that to the table, and he was having the discussion with Jenny, and it was like an awesome discussion, and we all loved it.
Yeah, yeah, he truly is in the restaurant business. He was a early investor in that concept. Just getting known here in the greater Boston area, they have well over 200 concepts nationwide, 3 locations locally. Interestingly, my wife was out in the audience. She actually left afterwards, walked over to, I think, over in the financial district, mm-hmm. the location, grabbed a pizza and brought it back to the hotel room and enjoyed it. So she went and saw it firsthand.
Well, it was a wonderful show. And so what do you do now after the show is over? We just, as Mass Restaurant Association members, we filled out a survey. Do you compile the survey and then make it an assessment for next year? What are the next step as far as Mass Restaurant Association is concerned?
Yeah, we this was the second year in a row that our operating partner was our friends from the National Restaurant Association. they have a dynamic team. Not to use that word twice now in the same interview here, but they really do have a terrific team that really elevated what we did this time. And so they did some focus groups while they were there with actual attendees and exhibitors. We took a lot of information. We got hopefully a lot of surveys. We actually have a post-mortem meeting with the trade show committee that was chaired
interesting, by... Interesting terminology there.
That was chaired by Joe Pianodosi from Pianodosi Baking. We have a meeting coming up on April 6th to kind of go through and say, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what do we have to improve for next year? And we're already starting work on New England Food Show 2018.
Mm-hmm. So it's really a year-long project. It never stops.
It really is. It really is. It's, as you saw, it's a lot of coordination, a lot of different personalities. The lineup of chefs that we had on stage, you were there with Chef Ken from Pabu. We had, who do we have? We had Jody Adams. We had Tiffany Fiazon. We had Dan Pazzanetti from Italy. I mean, just one after another after another. So, yeah, just a million details to go through and a lot of coordination and a lot of, back work to get to what you see over 3 days.
Yeah, and just as an aside, for Ken's presentation, which really grabbed you as being part of the audience, was there were three people that were actually sampling the product all along, and you were getting the reaction, and you were like automatically like transferred as an audience participant, and there you were thinking, oh, I'm in their shoes, and you were like sampling as the sushi was being downed by them. And I thought that was a really interesting angle. There was like discussion about the product, kind of like what you would do when you were in a restaurant.
Yeah, actually, that was the idea. That was again myself and the NRA team getting together and saying, what do they do out in Chicago, which of course is the fifth largest trade show in the country and obviously the number one trade show in our industry. What did they do out there that we could take here? That was one of the things, putting people on the stage so they were part of the experience. And as you said, just pulling the audience in with
them. Oh, yeah, that worked really, really effectively. Yeah. That was great. So how do you continue the buzz? What kinds of things are you working on going forward?
Well, you know, now we're back to our full-time day jobs. you come down from that right away. We got the Pro Start Invitational coming up next week. It's out in Worcester. Pro Start is a program that Stacy Sawyer, our director of education, mm-hmm. Heads up. We're now in 34 high schools across the state. It's a two-year certificate program that introduces students to the fact that culinary arts or hospitality management can be great career alternatives. And so there's a statewide competition that occurs out at Memorial Hall out in Worcester. And again, it'll be next week. Judged by some of the top chefs in the Massachusetts restaurant scene, some of the top business owners in the restaurant scene, the culinary teams have to prepare a full meal in a very time-sensitive period.
If you need any tasters, here I am.
The chefs are the ones tasting, and they're tough. And then on the management side, these teams actually put together business plans that open a business and present it to, like I said, some of the top owners and operators in our industry.
That sounds like a great business scenario and a good way to grow a business.
It really is. And these kids are, I mean, this is a full-time varsity sport for them. They mm-hmm. they put in tons of hours outside of school. And it's a big deal to them for a lot of reasons. One, they're in front of food and beverage professionals from the industry, but two, they're playing for real money. There's scholarship money from the culinary schools, the hospitality management schools. They're up for grabs, and then the winner in each side of the competition, the MRA then sends them out to the nationals. So it's an exciting time.
So do a lot of these people then go on to culinary careers? How does the whole and yeah. how do you follow their progress?
Yeah, we stay in touch with them as they go through. The MRA also gives out awards. We don't give out. We get hundreds of applications for scholarships, and last year, for the first time, we hit a new high in terms of numbers of what we awarded to deserving students. We hit $100,000 in scholarships that we awarded. So we look at the top talent and we follow them as they progress through school, and we look forward to them coming out. It's part of our business partners and our operators investing in the future of the industry and giving back to the communities and the people that need a break to get a start in this industry.
Speaking of giving back, I noticed on the website you have an event coming up on March 27th. It was originally started by Andy Husbands, who's the chef from Tremont 647 and the Smoke Shop. It's on March 27th. It's Massachusetts Restaurant Day for No Kid Hungry, which sounds like a wonderful event. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, very proud to. Andy Husbands is our leader. And incredibly, he's celebrating his 20th year of participating in this event. And when I say celebrating, it's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a big financial nut that he takes on. He's closed his business for one full day every year to put on this dinner for the last 20 years now. His team volunteers their time 100%. Any tips or gratuities they earn that night, they throw into the bucket. And then Andy goes out and recruits, you know, five of the top chefs in the area, usually one from outside of the area, that come in and work with them. And they each work on one course, if you would, and pair it with wines. It's a terrific event. Andy sells out every year. I went to it when I first got here 4 years ago, and I was blown away. And the board of directors had asked us to go out and look for one charity that we should align with and focus on and put our time and efforts to. And I presented five, of which one was No Kid Hungry. I was thrilled that that was the choice that the board chose to align ourselves with. We worked hard, and last year we had our first night where we brought this out to more restaurants. So we're trying to replicate what Andy's done successfully now for 20 years. And we strongly believe we can take this from Newburyport to Provincetown, from Boston to Pittsfield, and do it communities across the state. Last year we had five. We did it, obviously Andy was our leader. Mm-hmm. It also went on at Cobblestones up in Lowell, Massachusetts, East Bay Grill down in Plymouth, the Quarter Deck down in Falmouth, and out in Worcester at 111 Chop House. Very successful. Those business owners closed their businesses. They did this. They replicated what Andy did, and we raised $60,000 in one night for No Kid Hungry.
Yeah, wonderful event.
This year we expanded to three more restaurants. We get out to Northampton, the Hotel Northampton, Davio's down in Foxborough, and Turner's Seafood up in Salem, Massachusetts. We're really excited and proud to do it.
Mass Restaurant Association, always looking for ways to give back. Mass Restaurant Association and the restaurant industry as a whole, very challenging times that we live in. Costs, expenses, finding good help. How are we going to deal with all this in 2017?
Yeah, it's not easy. And I say that with a heavy heart, honestly, because I think people sometimes think that restaurants just print money, and it's really anything other than that. These operators, you know, there's certainly a few restaurants that are wildly successful, but for the most part, there's 15,250 restaurants in Massachusetts. We employ 10% of the whole workforce, over 300,000 people. For the most part, these owners and operators work on very, very low margins, 5% and down. And it keeps getting tougher and tougher. It used to be that if your food and beverage food costs and labor costs added up to about 60-65%, you'd be doing pretty good. Today, that number is between 75-80%. That's two costs. Doesn't cost the nothing with the cost of the building, mark, anything else. So it's they're really getting squeezed, and they're getting squeezed at a time when food costs at the supermarket are actually going down. And so, you know, their prices are still having to creep up because of all the other associated costs, and the consumer seeing prices at the supermarket falling. That's not good. So, as you noted, they are very giving. They're great neighbors. They go out of their way to be part of the community. And, you know, it's an important time for them right now to kind of make sure they can try and keep that balance. So,
I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show, which is premiering today. And what better guest than Bob Luz, Mass Restaurant Association President. Bob, if somebody wanted to reach you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, first of all, I'll give them my mobile number. How's that?
Awesome. Everybody doesn't get that one.
978-201-9291. And I do answer it 24/7. The easier way, obviously, is to call our office. My direct dial there is 508-573-4199. Our website is Mass Restaurant themassrest.org, www.themassrest.org. And I can be reached on email at bluz@themassrest.org.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure being here. I wish you great success with the show.
Thank you very much.